Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
All right, so we're beyond training camp. We're beyond preseason. All the offseason moves, they're done. Roster cuts, everything. Now we can go all in and make our official season-long predictions. I think we do it when the schedule comes out. Maybe we did it sometime in between, but this is the last one before the season starts. You have the book.
I do.
You didn't go in officially the first time.
I did not. It's blank.
I think I had them at 8-9. Jason had them at 7-10.
EB has them at 9-8, also with the asterisk. If he had any balls, he picked them against the Bears and the Falcons, would be 11-6.
Yeah, that is true.
Maybe, so you got a qualifier.
Maybe he's grown a pair between here and now. I don't know. We'll see.
So are we going to go through it game by game?
Didn't we have a contest last year where we broke it down by quarters? Didn't we do that last year?
Probably. You probably did a pool, another page in your notebook.
I'm losing my mind. I thought we did that.
You're getting old as dirt.
I know. I thought we did like a contest where we gave points.
No, that was the schedule prediction.
We tried to come out with.
Oh, yeah. I think I won that one. That was a weird one.
You're right. Sure. We should do another contest based on our predictions for the quarter. It's too late now.
We have to have contests for everything. Can't we just friggin'. I mean, everything's a effing contest.
This is boring just to pick them. All right. Let's have some incentive.
The incentive is being right. You know that. That's more valuable than money.
I don't want some cash at the end of the day.
It is true.
He needs money on the line for everything. Yeah. He is probably one of those guys who's bet on the direction of a raindrop.
He's a degenerate gambler. Yeah. It's what drives him.
All right. It's fine.
It's his thing.
He's a DJ.
Look how disappointed he is.
He's a sicko. He's a sicko. All right.
Hey, I'd be up for a couple dollars.
Our own minds.
Huh?
What? I mean, I'm up for a couple dollars. If Jason wants to do another weird pool
with every four games,
whoever's the most accurate.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, and then you get points for each quarter. I don't know.
You want to sit there? You want another thing you're going to have to do math on every day? Like,
that's his life.
It's not that difficult. I mean,
it's just another thing you got to do.
It occupies his time. He's an empty nester.
All right.
That's true.
So that's true.
That's
I am.
True. Yeah.
I understand.
It's kind of depressing.
I get it.
You're probably having a lot of day sex over there.
Yeah, a lot. Tons. All right, so here we go. We're just going to pick each game each week.
Yes.
Yes. All right, week one.
Hold on, let me pull the schedule up.
I've got them losing the opener in Tampa. Quinn takes an L.
Why?
I just feel like they're going to have a hard time.
Why do you have
them
winning?
Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
Why do you have them winning?
I want to hear him.
It's okay.
I like Tampa's offense. I hate the Commanders secondary. I think it's a huge mismatch.
Yeah.
And I think Mike Evans has a big day.
You don't think we'll be able to respond?
There'll be responses, but I think ultimately
the Commanders fall
to the Bucs.
You have Jaden like throwing for two touchdowns, rushing for 60 yards.
Yeah.
You have him like balling.
So you have it as an over.
He can still do that.
I have it as an over.
He can still do that. They could lose 28-24.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right.
That'd be a great game. All right.
I also have him as an L.
Yeah.
we'll see what happens with the Commander secondary, but I think Mike Evans might feast. And Baker, who had a good year last year, seems to be comfortable in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to put up a bunch of points.
I got an L. I think I predicted this a few weeks ago as well. So I just think it's a tough out. It's a tough ask for a rookie quarterback on the road to go down to Tampa, who was a playoff team.
Mm.
And I would love to see the records of number one overall picks and number two overall pick quarterbacks in their opener, especially on the road.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
Well, I gave you the number one.
You gave me the ones.
I don't know.
Bet you the number twos is probably pretty similar.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
So I got a loss. I know what you have.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know. Anything can happen. But if I'm going to put my Bozak on a line, I am going to take my boys. Because you're going to love this. They're the Bucks.
I knew that was coming.
The Bucks who were in the playoffs last year?
Yeah, I mean,
those Bucks?
They got one trophy. We got three trophies.
They've got two.
They have two.
John Gruden won one.
You got Tom Brady.
Oh, that's right. Brady stole one. That's not really.
Yeah,
that's
stole
a Brady.
One.
That's a Brady. That's not a Bucks thing. That's a Brady thing.
You walk into the Bucks complex. Right. They got two Lombardis.
All right. This is still. Okay, that's right. I forgot about the Brady one. But that was a weird one.
Still counts.
No,
it
doesn't
so
really
far
count
back.
For the, doesn't really count for the Bucks. That was just like Brady came
it
in there.
It doesn't count for the Bucks.
You know
how
why?
Does it not count for
because
the Bucks?
Because he just kept, like a. It was like he an played. Alien came out of the sky. And just gave them a dub. Like, there's no chance they don't win it
they
without
didn't,
Brady.
They didn't earn it.
They didn't earn it. They oh, okay. just they just
this
Brady.
Might be the weirdest take of the week. All maybe right. of the month.
They don't. That doesn't go to, like, their franchise history. Like, we're a heritage franchise. I
oh,
always
I guarantee
would,
you. When,
I will always.
The Glazers walk around.
Yeah.
They walk around with two big, fat Super Bowl rings.
And you know,
okay. Two of
them. You know what the Bucks didn't do?
Yeah.
They didn't change their name. You keep talking about the heritage. That was, it was a whole new team.
All right. There's some truth to that. I don't have a response to that. Yeah. But I'm just going to say I'll always pick us over the Bucks. I don't see a scenario where I would pick the Buccaneers.
How many Lombardis did the Commanders have?
Yeah. You know, when I grew up, the Buccaneers were the team that kind of made famous putting a bag over your head. So,
yeah, of course. Okay. So they were an expansion team, like in the
yeah,
like
yeah.
mid
they were
to
like
late
the
70s
winless
or early
Bucks.
80s.
I'll never, ever pick the Bucks.
I thought it was the Saints.
Saints too.
A lot of Saints fans with bags of their heads too.
Like when John McKay, look it up. When John McKay was the head coach of the Bucks, they were wearing bags over the heads. They were going like 0-14
yeah,
or
most,
whatever. Listen,
most teams that start anew, that start fresh, they're hurting.
Okay, they're still the Bucks to me.
They've been
they're
around
the
for
Bucks.
50
I'm
years.
I'm taking my boys. That's my
right,
rationale.
Just because they're the Bucks. Because
they're the Bucks.
The old, they're the Bucks.
Yep.
I do like
and
I
Bucks
do like
fans
this bit.
Say that they're just the Manders.
Yeah.
It's not a bit. It's not a bit.
All right, so one win, three losses.
Yes. Yeah.
It's almost like you're an expansion franchise.
Because
the Commanders.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, yeah. That's true.
New coach, new
but I don't really
call, new quarterback.
I call them the Commanders like 20% of the time.
Yeah.
All right, week two.
All right.
I have them at home beating the Giants.
I
disrespect the Giants and Daniel Jones. I think Malik Nabers is going to be a stud, but he's not going to be enough. The Commanders get to 1-1. They win the home opener.
I like the Commanders to get the win at the home opener against the Giants because I just think the Giants, all right, they might be a little bit better than last year, but I think they're still going to struggle.
Right.
And Barkley gone. He gone.
Mm-hmm.
And
scared
I'm just,
of Motor Singletary?
Nope. And I'm just not a big fan of DJ. But and then that Giants fan who called us a few weeks ago, he pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
So now I root against him even more.
I agree. I do think that the slim down Brian Daboll looks a little bit like cakes.
Mm. They're dead man walking. They're bad. But I do like Neighbors. But I'm picking my boys.
You got him off to a 2-0 start.
2-0, baby.
Oh, that would be fun.
Just like last year.
That would be
2-0
fun.
Doesn't really mean anything, but yeah, I got him. 2-0. All right, 2-0, baby.
I'm going to guess we're unanimous on week three. I have them losing on a road trip to Cincy. I mean, Cincy's one of the AFC favorites, despite Ja'Marr Chase still sitting out. I don't know what,
he'll be
I don't
in
know
that
what
game.
The Bengals are doing.
The only way he's not in that game is if he's hurt.
They're going to pay him eventually. Why not pay him and have him start game one? I don't understand what's happening there, but even with a reduced or no Ja'Marr Chase, which I don't think is going to happen, Commanders take an L in Cincy.
Lurch?
Big fat.
That's an L.
And the Bengals ownership, a bunch of idiots to sign the guy.
Yeah.
I hate to keep agreeing, but I'll go loss.
So you have us 0-3? No, you have us winning.
I've got one
Giants. Yeah, yeah. Listen, my instinct is they're the Bengals. That is my instinct.
Like, I'm well aware.
Perennial loser franchise.
I think
you're
gonna come up with the same rationale for the next opponent,
look,
too.
Perennial loser franchise. Very little to be proud of. But, I mean, they'll be heavy favorites. It's on the road. I'm conditioned to losing on national televised games. So, begrudgingly, I will give the nod to the Bengals. But not because they're the Bengals, more because it's a national televised game and we don't play well in those.
Not because they have Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase, T. Higgins.
They're still the Bengals. They still got Cincinnati. They're still from Cincinnati.
Right, so hold on. So what do you have?
I have a lose.
Okay.
Loser.
All right, so I got them 1-2.
I have them 1-2 as well.
I have them 2-1.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cakes.
Next up, at Arizona, I have the Commanders winning on the road to get to 2-2.
I think they lose on the road against Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. Big day for Marvin Harrison Jr. against Emmanuel Forbes.
I also have a loss. I just think that they can lull you to sleep out there in Arizona. It happened to Dallas last year. Dallas was much better than Arizona, but they went out there and... so I think Kyler Murray will have a big game.
I can think of few franchises worse than the Arizona Cardinals. So
this is a real string for him. These three teams.
I mean, again, they have talent. I actually think Kyler is super talented. I don't see a scenario where I'd ever pick Arizona. I made my bones beating the Cardinals. Every year, twice a year, I would just beat the Cardinals.
I believe the last two, at least, they have no Lombardis. The Bengals.
Yeah, that's correct.
They have no Lombardis. Yeah. We got three.
Both teams have been to Super Bowls,
right.
Haven't won them.
Yeah, well, we've been to four or five of them. And
they are long-time losers.
They've got
Losers. Yeah. I'll never, ever, ever pick Arizona against my
Their boys. Numbers of making the playoffs, you know, is very similar to Washington's last 20 years.
Yeah, that was a different era. That was like a blip.
I'm just saying they've made
the
playoffs.
That was the Snyder blip.
Five times in the last since 1999. That's equal to Washington, isn't it?
Go ahead, Kate.
All right, so I've got
them 1-3.
I've got them at 2-2.
I got them 3-1, scorching hot, and whatever dumb quarter bet Jason has, me winning, scooping
Week
the pot.
Five, the Commanders host the Cleveland Browns. I've got the Commanders winning this game. I have no faith whatsoever in Deshaun Watson. I know they have a tough top five defense. Maybe they turn to Jameis Winston by week five.
Here's the question.
And he provides a spark.
Is Nick Chubb back for that game?
No. I'm going to say Nick Chubb not back till mid-season.
Eight?
But okay. Jerome Ford at running back is capable. He's actually a pretty good player. But I still think the Commanders come out on top at home. I have them winning, improving to 3-2 through 5 weeks.
Yeah, I'll get them to 2-3 with the dub here.
Yeah, I mean, again, Cleveland, right. Loser franchise. There's nobody offensively that scares me. They have the defensive donk that I'm scared of, but I'm not.
Garrett.
Yeah, I'm not scared of anybody on
offense. Defensive donk.
Right, he's a donk. But
by
he's
the way,
scared
if you lose that game with the Ravens on the road next, you got to get that W.
They're not losing the Browns.
I've got to win.
They're trifling.
I've got them 2-3 heading to Baltimore. No, Baltimore coming here, right?
No, it's at Baltimore.
Baltimore. Okay.
You got them at 4-1. This town would be on fire.
I mean. We're playing terrible franchises. Of course we're going to be 4-1. Let's go to Eric in Orange. Eric, what's up, buddy?
Buenos dias, boys. EB, I love you, man, but I just there is no tradition. When you do they're the Lions, they're the Bengals, you're the what? You've had five names. The Redskins have had five different team names.
That's out of my control. There's nothing I can do about that. That's out of my control.
I know, but you can't preach tradition. One of your Super Bowls came in a strike-shortened season
with stat players all over the league. You can't take
that
away.
Kicker, yeah, you can. No, yes, you can. The kicker was MVP of the league the year you won the Super Bowl.
Right. That's how great he was.
It's not even a real
That's
season.
That's how great he was. That's how great he was.
Don't let him take away from Lombardi.
You can't take away.
Yeah, don't sleep on Mark Mosley. He was awesome.
Mark Mosley.
That's how poopy the league was. It's not how good the kicker was.
No, he was unbelievable that year.
It was a beast. Go ahead. Next.
He was. I know my history. Mark Mosley won literally like 8 out of your 9 games on his foot on the last kick of the game.
Right.
However, that means that the league sucks and your team sucks if the kicker's the best player.
Hey, right. Kickers are people too, my friend.
Right.
Don't be disparaging
yes, they are,
kickers.
But you can't. You can't poo on Tom Brady's Buccaneers Super Bowl.
Well, I'm just crediting that.
I'm just crediting Brady. He blessed
Tampa. It had nothing to do with the team.
Yeah, he blessed Tampa with the Super Bowl.
They had a monster squad for 3 years, and he put them over the top.
He put them over the top.
I'm just defending other teams because you have no tradition. You can't talk about it anymore.
I got three trophies.
You don't even have your name. Your Super Bowls don't count because the kicker was MVP, strike shortened year, three different QBs. There's nothing. What do you mean?
That's a testament to the greatness of Joe Gibbs.
We didn't need
a god quarterback to win our Super Bowl. We were a full team.
One of the years, the whole league was so bad that a kicker was MVP. That Super Bowl literally does not count.
It's too late now.
20 for 21 that year.
Kind of a good zing though.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. We got to come back.
Missed only one field goal.
Where are we through? We're through.
We
got
to go to Baltimore.
We're through week five. We're going.
EB's 4-1 right now.
We're off to a hot start.
2-3.
Jason and I have 2-3. Cakes has 3-2. We'll continue to go through the schedule. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. Chunkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. We'll talk a little Nats baseball at 9 o'clock with Mike Rizzo, their GM. Mike Loxley, head coach of the Terps, joins us at 9:45. Maryland coming off a thrashing of UConn.
Pwned them.
They've
pwned
got
them real good.
The Spartans next, which you can listen to on the Team 980 this Saturday. Pregame starts at 2:30.
Let me look at that spread. Spartans
look terrible offensively. Brought in Jonathan Smith's new coach that comes in from Oregon State, brought in a quarterback, didn't play great. They only scored 16 points against Florida Atlantic.
Love it.
So Maryland should be a pretty sizable favorite.
They're going to play some Billy Ball.
9-10 points.
Mm-hmm. All right, we've been going through the Commanders' schedule.
Playing eight.
This is going to be what we rely on throughout the year. This is the official prediction. Everything else you can toss out.
It's gone.
This is it. Right now, through five games, EB has the Commanders off to a 4-1 start, which would be awesome.
I know everybody wants to say, oh, EB's just a homer. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. But that's not why I'm picking. I literally think we're not playing that great of teams. The only one that I feel a little bit uncomfortable about is the opener against Tampa, to be honest with you. But I don't feel bad picking us to beat the Giants at home. I don't feel bad about picking us to beat the Cardinals or the Browns. I mean, you call me a homer, fine, but whatever.
All right, let's go with our picks for at Baltimore.
Is anybody going to pick them to upset Baltimore on the road?
I am not.
The Ravens should be heavy favorites. They deserve it.
All right, so that's a quick one. Let's move to the, I believe this is the Darryl Green retirement of the jersey game.
Ooh, it's a big one.
Home to Carolina, week 7.
They better get a dub here. I'll give them a win.
That has to be a win.
Winner.
I don't think pregame stuff affects games.
But they're the Panthers. Yeah. Again,
this schedule is loaded with the their
dude, it's not just me saying it. We have the one of the weakest schedules. We went through it. Unpredictable has us as the seventh weakest schedule.
That's correct.
All right, yeah. I think that the Panthers will be better than last year.
They should be better. They can't be worse.
I mean,
it's not too difficult, right? Worse this year than it was last year.
I just don't see them winning this game.
Right, By the way, it goes without saying,
but it goes without saying we can lose any of these games.
Of course.
It's happened a million times. But I'll pick us against Carolina in this circumstance 100 times out of 100.
I'm guessing you may have the same mantra for the next opponent. The matchup of the number one and number two overall picks, Caleb Williams, comes to Northwest Stadium week 8. They take on the Bears.
Didn't the Bears smash them last year?
Of course.
Yes, they did.
With Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm. Fields look like a Hall of Famer.
I think they'll do it again.
I have the Commanders beating the Bears to improve to 5-3.
I don't know why. I just have them winning. I don't know why. Can you imagine if Daniels and Caleb are having really good rookie years and they're facing each other? It's a home game, correct?
It's a home game.
They have so many weapons.
They do have a lot of weapons. But can you imagine the hype?
Does this have
around the league
game of the week potential for week 8? Have to peruse the whole sked.
EB, you got them beating the Bears?
No, I'm going to just go against my nature. Because typically in a vacuum, I would pick us against the Bears. But I also have to be realistic and say I can't see them being like 6-1 or whatever the hell I've got them at. So we'll probably lose the game we shouldn't against a horrible franchise like the Bears.
So you have them dropped to 5-3.
Yeah.
I've got same record that I... Cakes has.
I've got them 4-4.
That's a game that I want. I'm desperate to pick us because they're the Bears, and I have very little regard for that franchise.
The Bears. All right. I've got them 4-4 after this win.
All right. Week 9, they travel to MetLife to take on the Giants just because of like so many bad memories of being at MetLife and playing in the Meadowlands. I haven't taken an L in week 9.
I think Daniel Jones is either hurt or benched by this game. Who's their backup?
Drew Locke.
Yeah, Drew Locke's playing in this game.
Okay. That could very well.
What about the spaghetti guy? Are they keeping all three of them?
DeVito still on the roster?
Is he still on the roster? Is he on the practice squad?
I think he might have made the roster. I'll have to double check that.
I've got Washington winning. This is 3 straight wins.
Ooh. I'll give him a win.
Do you have him losing? So you got him sweeping the Giants just like I do.
I do.
They never sweep the Giants.
I don't love that.
I know. That's why I picked them and take an L.
Yeah,
here.
That's probably a bad pick, but you know what? I don't like the Giants.
I think I have to. I don't love it. I'm used to losing in New York. But I don't have any regard for them. I don't think they're that good. That's a tough one. The thing is, I got to give me a dub.
Dub for the Commanders. All right, week 10, you're back at Northwest Stadium. Commanders host the Pittsburgh Steelers. I have, much like you have no regard for half the teams in the NFL, I think Russell Wilson, despite having half decent numbers last year, I don't have a lot of faith in him. I think the Commanders win at home against the Steelers.
I think they lose the Steelers. TJ Watt is still there. Mike Tomlin is still there. Mm-hmm. They find ways to win.
Maybe Justin Fields plays again and torches them.
I guess it could happen.
I just think it's too easy to say they're going to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers at home because the Steelers aren't great. And who knows if they're going to have a winning record. Tomlin always has winning records, but I have them losing to the Steelers.
Is it my turn?
Because they're not going to win four straight.
Is it my turn?
You're up.
I don't think the Steelers are very good, but I have tremendous respect for the franchise, Cakes, for tremendous respect for Tomlin.
You have reverence for them?
I do. I'm going to pick the Steelers here.
I'm the only guy picking the Commanders to beat the Steelers.
I'm going to pick the Steelers.
All right.
But that game could go either way. But it just got to be real. I've got to pay my respect.
Week 11, a trip to the Link looms for the Commanders. I've got them taking an L, falling 6-5.
I've got them taking an L because, remember, this is a short week. Mm-hmm. They're playing the Steelers on the 10th. They play the Eagles on the 14th in Philly. So I will take the Eagles.
JP. I'll also go with the Eagles. I mean, conventional wisdom. They're on the road against a really good team.
Yeah. Sorry. I can't, you know.
Prime time game, too.
Obviously, we can win, but I will take, I will predict a loss in that game.
All right. The Comms are back home now for 2 straight. They host Dallas in week 12. I think Dallas is a house of cards that could potentially just all fall apart. I've got the Commanders beating Dallas in week 12, improving to 7-5.
Jason?
I've got them losing to Dallas, even though they do have a nice break because they play the Thursday night against the Eagles, and then they got 10-day break, but I still have them losing to the Cowboys.
This is a Dan Quinn revenge game.
I think CeeDee Lamb has a huge game. Mm-hmm.
Dan Quinn revenge game. I think Washington will split this year with the Cowboys. They will win this game at they'll win this game at home.
I will take us dub.
All right, last game before the bye. This is week 13.
Cakes, did you have them with the win or
an L? I have them with a win over Dallas. They get to 7-5. Mm-hmm. The Titans come to town week 13. Eight.
Did I miss something?
I mean, unless I did bad math, I think I'm at 7 wins at this point. The Titans come to town week 13. This is a different look for the Titans team. It's not going to be Derrick Henry plotting with the ball 20-plus times per game. The offense should look different. Will Levis is probably going to try to distribute the ball to D-Hop and Calvin Ridley. They've got a two-headed monster at running back, but I still think the Commanders have enough to top the Titans. They get to 8-5 heading into the bye week.
I've got them beating the Titans. I think they're going to be different. Maybe they're going to, you know, try and throw the ball a little bit more because they don't have Derrick Henry anymore. But I just don't see Will Levis or possibly Mason Rudolph.
Right.
If Levis is banged up, winning at Washington. So I will take Jaden Daniels and the Commanders in this game.
EB, how many Lombardis do the Titans have?
Zippy.
I'm going to go with Washington.
Washington. This is, I mean, the Titans suck. They're the Titans.
All right, week 14 is the bye. So the coming out of the bye, the Commanders are on the road. They go to one of Drab T-shirts, maybe his favorite town in the U.S. They're at New Orleans in week 15.
New Orleans is a dump.
I've got them beating the Saints.
Man, you got them on a three-game heater. So
you got them beating the Saints, improving to 9-5. I'm just not a big,
9-5.
I'm not a big Derek Carr guy.
Neither am
I. I don't believe in him. They do have a new offensive coordinator in town.
Kubiak's
kid.
Yeah,
that's
Clint.
That's reason for some optimism, but I still think the Commanders can go in there and get a dub.
You know what, Cakes? I think you sold me on it. I'm going to take the Commanders here the Saints.
Also a Chase Young revenge game. Remember that for the Saints side. It's not going to be enough.
Go ahead. What do you got, Lurch?
Is Chase Young even a starter on
the
depth chart?
He's irrelevant.
I read something positive about him.
He sucks.
A few days
I think
ago.
I read that he was a backup on the depth chart.
Yeah, he
really.
He sucks.
But I don't know the for fact.
He doesn't love it.
I've got them losing to the Saints.
Yeah, he's a freak athlete. He doesn't love it. JP, you have.
He's picking the Commanders here. I believe.
I'm taking my boys. I have no regard for their quarterback. Very little. Winner.
That side of the studio, 9-5. This side of the studio, 6-8, I believe, both of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Line of demarcation. We're gonna finish up.
All right, week 16, hosting the Eagles. I think the Eagles are an NFC favorite. I think they sweep the Commanders. I've got an L here for the Commanders at home. They fall to 9-6.
Mm-hmm. I concur. Eagles are better. Plus, this is going to be playoff positioning, and I think the Eagles and Cowboys might be battling it out in the division. So a huge game for Philly.
Jason?
I got Philly sweeping them. Like you said, you know, if they're healthy, this is going to be a huge game for them. Plus, Philly has won, I don't know, 9 of the last 10 against Washington, something like that.
Jahan Dotson revenge game, too. Don't forget that.
That's a good angle.
So I like the Eagles here.
Yeah, but it's also the... I guess he's not the offensive coordinator. What did they give? What title did they give the former Eagles offensive coordinator?
Johnson, right?
Yeah, it's his revenge game.
Brian Johnson?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
All right, I will also, against my nature, take the Eagles. I just think they're a better football team, so they should win. I hope we beat them, but they should win.
All right, coming down the stretch here, last two games, week 17, the Commanders host my guy. We share a birthday. Kirky. Falcons come to town. I've got them beating the Falcons. I think the Falcons will be improved on offense. They made some moves to upgrade the defense, trading for Matthew Judon. Still think the Commanders are going to be better at home. I've got them with the dub. That gets some double-digit wins.
I think they get the win there, too.
Man.
It's going to be their last regular season win, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. EB, what are you doing with the Falcons?
This is the one I'm waffling on. Usually I go with the Falcons, but I do respect Kirk. So I'm going to, I kind of have them swooning. So I'm going to have, this is where I lose my balls.
Uh-oh.
This is where I lose my balls right here.
Are the Falcons, the favorite to win their division? Most spots?
It's either them or the Bucs. Yeah. I mean, I haven't looked at.
I'm going to pick the Falcons. Man, I think we swoon at the end.
I think the Falcons are going to be much better.
Yeah.
If Cousins is 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bijan's going to have a big year.
He should.
I think London has a big year, but.
They're the Falcons. They are the Falcons.
I don't see them losing four, Washington losing four straight at the end of the year, so I'll have them beating the Falcons. But I don't feel great about that.
You do have them on. I mean, had you given them a loss, it would have been 6 out of 7. Brutal stretch.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of have them in the second half.
Yeah, they got to win a game, so they'll beat the Falcons.
The easier part is the beginning, to be honest.
All right, your season finale at Dallas, week 18. I have them losing to the Cowboys to close out the regular season at 10 wins. 7 losses.
So this is dicey because we don't know if that game's going to mean anything for Dallas.
Just assume it means something.
If it means something, I like Dallas.
Yeah,
but they could easily just punt the game.
I don't think Dallas is going to be so good this season that they're just going to be able to like rest everybody when it comes down to week 18.
Well, you never know. I mean, they might have a wild card locked up and they can't get any worse than like the 5 seed.
That could be the case. I think Dallas is going to be fighting for a wild card in week 18.
All right. Well, I still
personally
have, so it's a big game for Dallas. So I have them losing to Dallas.
Yep,
I have them losing. I had them beating them at home. Season split, that gives me a 7-10 record, which I think I had the first time. Yep. Actually, maybe I had 8-9 last time.
I have them losing on the road to Dallas. Of course, I have many wins at Dallas in my career, but as a fan, but I have them losing. So I have a swoon. See, I have us getting off to a good
three
start.
Game,
maybe running out of gas.
Three Jayden, game losing streak
Jayden
at the end.
Hits the rookie wall, and we finish 9-8.
After the late bye.
Yeah. I don't know what the bye week means. Haven't they kind of done math on that? And it's kind of like teams after bye weeks. I don't know.
All right. We got our final predictions are in.
Yeah. I do agree with myself that if I had balls, I'd pick us at Atlanta. It goes against my nature to pick Atlanta and Chicago.
I kind of want to give them one more win. But
I don't know why you're not jumping into the 10 win club over here.
So unless I'm wrong,
the water's warm, my friend.
Cakes, I'm a little bit scared. Has them at 10-7. EB 9-8. I mean, both huge turnarounds from a team that won 4 games. Jason and I have them +3, which is a good improvement to 7-10.
7-10 will be a. It'll be
three-game improvement.
Yeah, I'm not big into that. I don't think that's a big difference.
You want instant
that's
turnarounds.
That's a big difference.
4-7.
Four to seven, that's a huge difference.
Maybe.
It's almost double.
Maybe.
You would take that.
Seven wins will be a little bit disappointing.
Feels a little blah.
I'm sorry. I've been there like a million times.
Right.
It's blah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Mike Rizzo joining us at 9 o'clock. Talk some Nats baseball as they're getting close to the end of the season. And Mike Locksley, head coach at Maryland, joins us at 9:45. Don't go anywhere. I got to be honest, I thought we were doing the Commanders schedule prediction tomorrow because tomorrow is a big show. It is our third annual, or is it our fourth annual Crab Kickoff?
I think it's at least the third annual.
It's at least the third.
Yeah.
It's the third.
Third annual. It's a tradition. I love tradition. It's amazing. It's the best.
Wait a second. We got a Rams hoodie.
Got the Kansas City Chiefs hoodie.
And we got the original. I think it's the fourth.
With the logo of the bank.
It's the fourth.
Started 2021.
It's the fourth.
All right.
It's the fourth. Jason yesterday asked me, he's like, what are we doing in the crab kickoff? He's like, we just eat crab cakes?
Yeah, but it's a celebration. Drink some IPAs.
I told him, I was like, no, we also make our season-long predictions.
Oh, yeah, we're doing the season-long predictions.
There you can
that,
put money on
that. We do have a cash prize.
Look at the twinkle in his eyes for that.
Yeah, he loves it.
Where we predict division winners, wild cards, conference championship, and Super Bowl.
Correct.
And we also make
bold
predictions.
What are we doing? Putting up $10 a man?
Sure.
Yeah,
$10 works.
All right, $10 a man.
Do we want to revisit some old/bold predictions?
Sure.
Do we know who won last year, by the way? Always forget. Who won?
I thought JP did.
This, I think I might have won the season-long predictions.
I'm going to go back in one of my notebooks.
By the way, I think I owe Anna money for a golf pool. I was in the Bahamas.
Okay. Well, ship
I don't know her
ship
Venmo.
The chips.
Oh, here it is right here. JP finished with... Actually, there was a tie. JP and Cakes finished with 19 points.
Yeah, you guys, let's go.
So I think you chopped.
Okay. Choppity chop. I'm always
don't try to squeeze more money out of me. I'm sure I paid. Just saying.
Relax.
We're not. We're done.
This guy's always trying to murder me.
You guys want to hear some of your bold predictions?
I would love to.
From last season?
Yeah, sure.
Now, I will preface this. Eric had to email his in to Jason, and he read them on air because I think you're out for whatever.
Was on vacation or something?
Which I don't understand. You're out for the crab kickoff.
Right. How are you missing the crab kickoff?
I don't know. Might have been sick.
All right, but here are some of the predictions.
I think Trevor Lawrence wins the MVP. That's a bold prediction.
Okay, yep.
And then I've been talking about it for months. Jimmy G, and I think he'll somehow stay healthy. He's going to lead the Raiders to a playoff berth.
Jimmy G got benched. He actually had more interceptions than touchdowns.
Is he even in the league?
He's a backup in L.A. with the Rams.
We've always had a thing for Jimmy G.
I wasn't close. Jimmy G's my boy. Right.
He is your boy.
All right, so now I'm reading Bickles,
right? Three bold predictions. One, Chase Young is back. He's the disruptor of the team. Envision when they select him number two overall. He has a dozen sacks.
Oh.
He forces the team to hand him a long-term deal. That's bold prediction.
Keep pausing for a second.
You understand they do this just to embarrass us.
I know.
It's the single reason that they do this.
But
I'm not stupid. I'm on to you.
Before anybody says anything else.
At all.
They're bold predictions.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
For them to actually hit and come through, yes. Is you're threading the needle. Like,
I know.
They're supposed to be kind of outlandish, and you take some chances.
Yeah. The only thing I was going to... The reason why I told him to pause is because I wanted to add EB. I think you can baptize him rather easily. Like, he wants to be a Commanders fan. Like, deep down, he's bet on Chase Young over...
I always bet Commanders over.
He plays to the home crowd a little bit.
That's
true. He's a little fake. He pays to play to the home crowd.
How patronizing.
I am as genuine as they come.
I mean, he likes the
three bold predictions. One, Chase Young is back.
We don't need to
he's
hear
the
that
disrupt. Can we get past the we need to do that again?
Did he do a second
Cousins counts for 40 total touchdowns. Pause 38 passing. He'll sneak two in on the ground.
Pace.
He was on trajectory for that before he shredded his Achilles because he's an old man.
But why did we think that was particularly bold? I mean, wasn't he an established 40's
stud? 40's pretty bold.
40 is a very, very high number.
There's always been a pretty big high number touchdown
guy,
though,
right? I don't think he's ever hit 40 touchdowns in his career.
All right.
I always love how we nitpick bold. Like, okay, in retrospect, but I picked Peyton Manning as MVP. Mm-hmm. Off of his neck surgeries and a season out.
I'm counting that as a semi-win. That's a semi-dub. And 18 of them will go to Justin Jefferson in just a massive fantasy campaign.
He might be the MVP then.
Bold prediction number three. This flies in the face of one of your bold predictions, Jason. Josh McDaniels fired in season.
First coach fired.
Doesn't make it to December.
All right, you nailed that.
Thank you.
All right.
Look, Seer, Oracle. Cakestradamus.
Wasn't he universally thought of as a buffoon on the hot seat?
People hated his guts.
That one wasn't that bold.
The players hated him.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily
but to call
a buffoon.
Him the first.
I think he's good X's and O guys, but I think he's...
He has bad people skills.
Yes, awful.
He's a bad
awful
people
skills. Didn't he...
He's
didn't
not
he
a
like,
silly people person like us.
Didn't he like take a dump at Irsay's house or something like that? Remember the story?
That I don't know. Maybe.
Like during the interview. Jason took a dump at the McSorley's.
I would have taken a dump in terms of if I had the opportunity.
I think this one's Eric's.
Okay.
Jason's reading it.
Bickle, by the way, has two. He's got Ron Rivera saving his job, and he's got Cole Turner having 50 catches this season. You couldn't have been more further away than what happened.
How many did he finish with?
Cole Turner?
Well, yeah. Six.
Five or six.
Yeah, like, I mean... Wasn't double digits.
I thought.
He might even be last.
I thought they were going to have a winning season.
You got to do.
What's new?
slugs that Kool-Aid, doesn't he?
Got duped by Ron.
I don't always pick them to have a winning season. Sometimes I know they're trash.
Yeah, I didn't realize you had so much faith in
Cole
Ron.
Cole Turner had, hold on, I got it right here.
I actually didn't. 11. I just thought Hal was going to save his job.
I don't know if I want to be baptized into being a Commanders fan.
But zero touchdowns.
I'll get you when you're weak.
Kate. All right, that's fine.
I think if Jaden starts balling, we might.
I could be susceptible. Yeah, I could be swept up in the mania.
Here's JP's.
All right.
All right. My bold prediction is this year, you will not have a quarterback win the MVP. It will be Christian McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. And Baker Mayfield comeback season will be a Pro Bowler.
I think he might have made a Pro Bowl.
Don't know. Because, I mean, Tyler Huntley made a Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl is just.
Who was the MVP last year?
Wasn't it Mahomes?
Was it Mahomes?
Or was it Lamar?
Lamar.
Okay.
Yeah, because Mahomes had a down season. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Where'd McCaffrey finish? Probably pretty close.
Top three.
You picked like an MVP to win an MVP.
But it's always quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Hey, come up with something bold for tomorrow.
I picked Ron Rivera to save his job.
That's very bold of you.
That's very bold. Go ahead.
For the guy you absolutely hated.
I hate him more now than ever. And by the way, people are asking me to send that to, because I said I would post that clip of Ron's greatest moments where like he's like, we can be eliminated today. There's like 10 minutes of that.
Right.
I can't find, for the life of me, I can't find the video. And I Google, you know what? You know,
he probably had it scrubbed from the net.
Maybe.
Whose Twitter account was it?
Oh, it wasn't on Twitter?
Somebody sent it to me via Twitter. I don't know. It was, you know, like 3 or 4 days ago. I believe that actually the if it helps you in your search on YouTube, the video was created 7 months ago, so maybe that can help people find it. But I have searched high and low.
It was sent to you in your mail.
It was sent to me via Twitter.
Well, can't you just look back a few days?
I've tried, and my computer just locks up after I scroll for
3 days.
Yeah, it just starts to go haywire. But if you can find it, it's brilliant. It's Ron being Ron. Stupid. All right. What about you guys? Do we ever include you guys? Or
yeah,
you guys are just geniuses?
I have ours.
You have all the ones that hit, right? Let me see.
Dan Campbell suspended for physical confrontation with referee.
Okay.
And Geno Smith leads NFL in touchdown passes.
Wow.
We're going to get it right around 40.
What did Geno have? That was definitely
that
down here.
Year.
I'm going to have to 20? Break that one out tomorrow.
Run that
Bust
one back.
That one off.
Yeah. What did he finish with last year? It was a down year for him.
What did he have, 20?
The year before.
Around 20, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Definitely bold.
Cardinals will not be the worst team in the NFL. Mm. And then my second bold prediction is golf enthusiast Ron Rivera will miss Friday walkthrough for Eagles to attend Ryder Cup four ball. Pelai says he has an illness in his family. And all of a sudden, there'll be a picture of him at Marco Simone.
Mm-hmm. He weaved golf nerdery into your NFL bowl predictions. I like it.
Well, I think, remember, Ronnie Rivera.
Wasn't this, I think it was off the heels of him being out at Pebble Beach and claiming he had a family member die, and then he was seen like golfing with somebody for an interview.
He mourned.
He mourns on the golf course. Then he
played 36.
Yeah, yeah. He like lied about going to a birthday party.
Yeah, he went to his dad's birthday party or something.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Remember when who was the drunk GM we had?
McLuhan.
Remember, all football players.
Remember when he said something like they missed the game because his grandma died? She died like a year earlier or something.
Yeah, I do remember that.
There was some bit.
He pulled
about
a Johnny Fairplay.
Yeah, some bit about his grandma dying.
Survivor, yeah. Johnny Fairplay.
Yeah, totally.
All right, coming up next, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.